We are live, everybody. Welcome back to another show of Anime Brothers. I am your host, Chris, aka Daddy Man. We have over on the side, Mr. Ty, ever so fly, just learned that he fixes BMX bikes, man of many talents. And down here is the quietest of jams, Jamil, had himself a nice little baby shower with a little drive-by. Good type of drive, not the bad one.
Yeah, whoa.
And gender reveal. Pop, pop, pop. It's a girl, motherfucker. Anyway.
It was a girl. It is a girl.
It is a girl, yep. It's a good thing gangsters got their aim a little bit better. Holla at Trey. Anyway.
Oh.
Nah. Shout out to Trey. We see you, T. Anyway. Yep. We about to get into it. Today's episode, we going to be talking about what, fellas?
Cowboy Bebop.
Cowboy yes. Bebop, one of the smoothest animes out there. We going to get to it. Time to ante up.
Alrighty. Quick confession time. Cowboy Bebop style. I'm really trying to think of something. And, like, I'm like, I don't know. I'm not a bounty hunter. I don't. What do I do? I've never really been, like, you know, to space. I released the information that I was relating to Radical Edward back in the day. So you know what? The confession is going to be, who do you relate to the most in Cowboy Bebop? And why? I need a why. The why is the important part, probably. Any up.
I feel like me and Ty are going to be on the same one.
You want to go first then?
Yeah, you go. I know it starts with an S. Ends with an Ike, don't it?
See, everyone want to be Spike. See, everyone want to be that, Spike.
I thought that, right? And I was like, but I don't fight, right? I don't fight. Well, at least not to the, you know, not even close to the caliber that he does. I'm not even like, what is it? White belt karate? Like, I'm not even a beginner fighter. So I was thinking Spike.
Yeah, even I'm there. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, my fault. I was thinking Spike, but like, I feel like I really don't relate. So I'm like, So next, I would probably say, I don't know, maybe like Jet, because he's kind of like the person who like keeps everyone together. He might as, in all honesty, even, I know Spike's like, the leader, or the obviously he's the main character, but I feel like Jet's probably the true like captain that keeps everyone in line. So I'm gonna go with being Jet, and I'm also gonna add to this confession. This is the first time I watched Cowboy Bebop. I thought I'd seen it before, but when I watched all of it, I clearly had not. So, YOLO.
okay. After these, I'm gonna ask your how you feel about it. You're Spike. Why do you think you're Spike, Chris?
So, in all honesty, I want to say straight up Spike. I would say, if I could, I would merge Spike and who was the female protagonist? What was her name?
Faye.
So, like, the reason why is because like. Spike's hella cool and all that other stuff. I'd like to think I got that much smoothness. I don't. He's the smoothest. He's the smoothest character that ever existed, basically. Even when he, spoiler alert, even when he dies at the end, he still leaves you with, and then falls out. Right? Like, you can't get a character more smooth than that. The only thing is, he's so vengeful, because it doesn't seem like he's vengeful because he's so smooth, but he is vengeful. And like, he was like, and he basically was like, yo, I'll risk whatever, and I don't care about dying and all this stuff. I'm like, oh, hey, hold up. Hey, I got a family. I got things I actually got to take care of. So I won't do that. But then I also like May. She was like,
Faye.
I also like Faye because she could fight, she was smooth to an extent, but she sucked at it, but she liked to take calculated risks. She liked to gamble. She liked to do X, Y, Z. And I love fantasy sports and whatnot. I take way better calculated risks than her. So I would say it would be like a mixture. You know what I'm saying? Because I got – my hands ain't the nicest, but I got some hands. And I'll take a little bit of risk and everything like that. I do my little gambling on the side. So I'll mix them both if I can do it.
There you go. All right. I'll take that. See, I like Radical Edward for like the bubbly, crazy aspect that Edward is. You know, the whole like technology aspect. That's like my thing. I love that. That's awesome. If we're mixing them, I guess I'll probably add a dash of Faye in there because I like the whole manipulator aspect. I wouldn't say that I'm necessarily a manipulative person, but I'd love to be able to do it.
I like it.
So that would work for me. Like, you know, if I could walk over and be like, so what y'all doing? give me $30. Just give me $30. It doesn't work that way. See, no. I'm not fair. I can't do that. All right.
Hey, look, if you just like we were talking earlier off camera, first off, don't take it that way. The way we're talking about just streaming crap or whatever. But again, there's some crazy people that love feet. You can put your feet up in the air and be like, hey, wiggle some toes, and then be like, what y'all doing? You get them fans.
Nobody wants to see my toes. I'm not going to lie to you. I got some nice feet, man, but, you know, I'm not.
Just by saying that, we got 5 different followers that are ready to pay you. Yeah. They some freaks, boy. You don't know.
No, these are man feet, all right? These aren't female feet. Got to clean them up a bit.
You ever seen the show Weeds?
Yes.
Yes, I've seen a few episodes.
Yes.
Do you remember the guy that got his toes chopped off, eaten off by a dog?
No, actually, yeah, I do. Yeah.
So long story short, he got his toes eaten. He got his toes eaten off by a dog. He wanted to go into the porn industry, and they was like, "What's your thing? You don't have a big. You're not like hella good looking." And they were like, "What's your thing? Why would people? How could we market you? Why would people like you?" And they were like, "Yo, I don't think you cut out for this." He was like, "Hold up," and he took his shoe off, and everybody saw his feet, and they were like, "Yup." So he started, like, his whole porn thing was he kept showing his feet and, like, messing with women, and it would just be, like, his feet. And I'm telling you, there's a market. It's messed up as it is.
Please do not DM me with feet requests, you know?
All of a sudden, we see next week, Jamil's balling. Talking about it's that foot money, baby.
Oh man!
Oh Lord! Oh no! Oh no!
Oh no!
That's
all right. I'm gonna swing it back to Cowboy Bebop. Yeah.
I don't know how we recover from that.
Well, you can't recover from that, guys. I'm just gonna wrap for today and peace out. Annie out. Let's see. So today's episode, let's jam. It's like 20 plus years of Cowboy Bebop. Ty is 20 plus minutes of Cowboy Bebop because he just watched it. How do you feel about it, Ty?
Well, I know we'll go through it, but I'm going to give my quick full summary. Honestly, I liked the show, the anime, and I was really into it. I didn't like the ending. Chris already said it, so spoiler alert, don't need to say it because it's already been done. The man Spike dies at the end. I was hurt, didn't want to see it happen. I was expecting your typical happy ending. He kills the dude. He gets cut. He bleeds. Like he's going to bleed out. But then they, you know, he gets hospitalized. He's bandaged up. He's saved. He goes back to the crew. Everyone's happy. And maybe he hooks up with Faye. That was what I was expecting. Yeah, yeah.
He'd hook up with Faye? Yo, he hates Faye.
Nah, but Faye wanted that. Faye wanted that hard.
I'm just saying, before she left the ship, she had changed. She was no longer that mean, spiteful, everything she says is like cut you to the bone type of chick. She was apologizing. The whole, she like her whole personality changed just a little bit. enough to be like, you could be my girl. Just saying.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
See, that's why Ty is Spike. That's why Ty, he wants to be Jet. He wants to be Jet, but that's why Ty is Spike, because he was like, yo, I bag Faye in a heartbeat. Like, real though. Can't leave to fight this dude when Faye there, sitting there. Come on now.
Come on. Nah, I couldn't get on a train. Nah, it wouldn't happen. I wouldn't be. It's just not my, like, after, you know, Hard Luck Woman, you know, seeing her pass and everything, like, nah, man, it's not for me.
If I was the only reason why I give Spike the credit for not wanting to hook up with Faye and being like, hey, I gotta handle this, I gotta do this or whatever, because if he lets Vicious live, Spike and whoever he cared about would never be free, because Vicious was just that. Vicious would come after him with everything that he had. And now that he has full control of the syndicate, and again, everybody that hasn't seen this, for one, you should have been watching this earlier, because I hadn't seen it from the first episode when we first did the first episode of Anime Brothers. I hadn't seen it. They talked it up. Now one of my favorite animes, should be your favorite, one of your favorite animes. But legit, like, Vicious was that Vicious, and he had such a hatred of Spike that he was like, yo, whatever you do, especially now that I control the syndicate, I'm coming after you. So Spike had to handle his business. He had to kill him, and he couldn't get with Faye, because if he got every woman he loves, Spike has a way of them dying, and it's not his fault, but he's just a sad individual when it comes to all that. You know what I'm saying? So he had to do it.
It's true.
Facts.
Yeah. I mean, so, like, having watched this a long time ago, I mean, Cowboy Bebop was, like, easily top five animes for me. Not even animes, top five TV shows. Like, it, like, laid the groundwork for, like, how I watch TV and, like, what I like in TV today. It was impactful. I don't know. I was watching it as a kid, though, so, like, I didn't really understand it. Like, you know, you kind of watch back on it and be like, ooh. He smokes a lot, you know? Like, <wow. laughs> but, like, you know, yeah, he does. But, like, there's a lot of stuff, like, that I took away from it. Like, you know, like, there's an episode where there's a guy who gets the plant. I'm not sure which episode number it is, but he's got to get the plant for his sister. And
Rocco.
Like, Rocco. And he has to be, like, he wants to be just like Spike. Because Spike's a cool guy, and, like, you know, he's like, you can't just be, like, aggressive, you know, you gotta be smooth like water, but smooth like water. And so, like, you know, that was a cool, like, takeaway for me. I was like, oh, snap, like, okay. And in the time I was in karate, you know, I made it to, like, was it third or fourth degree green belt, so, you know, I was smooth like water. Yeah. That was a cool takeaway for me back in the day. But now I've watched it all the way through. I'm like, wow, it was really short. I really felt like it was a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very short. And I liked it also because, like, it wasn't like every episode was tied into each other. I mean, like, as far as, like, finding out, getting the crew together, those beginning episodes kind of flowed. But, like, once the crew was together, then you could literally just jump in at any episode and you'd be fine. There was no, like, backstory that was needed. Plus, like, most of their backstories was, like, it was so hidden. Like, they kept all their stories hidden. Like, even when you first start, like, the first, like, six or so episodes, all you know is, like, their names. You know who Spike is. You know who Jet is. You know who, actually, Faye doesn't even come first. It's Ayn, no. The dog.
Yeah, yep.
And then you find out about Faye. And they kind of allude to the fact that, this is a spoiler alert, but they allude to the fact that Faye is, like, super old. But, like, yeah. I just thought that she took that as a cover. And then clearly later in the episodes, I find out that she really is that old. So I just like the fact that you just jump in and you'd be fine. It wasn't like you had to know previous episodes to watch it.
Yeah, every episode has, like, a lot of good standalone potential. Like, if you were just to turn this on right now, you could watch any of the episodes and just feel it. Like, the sounds. Like, I don't know why, but the sounds in this show are awesome. Like, the intro. doom 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 doom, and like the closeout, the Real Folk Blues. Oh, come on, man! Like,
yeah,
it's so classic to me. I just love all the, and like even the fight scenes. They have like some. I don't even know what kind of music this is. This is jazz.
It's jazz.
Yeah,
everything's like smooth jazz. Yeah,
it's the coolest. Like, you know, fighting music. Like, nobody does that. You know, it's a really, really cool content. And like after watching and being in like, you know, TV or whatever, like all this stuff, I still come back to this because it's still different and it's good and it's attractive to watch, you know. And then we talk about
attractive.
Oh, I mean, you know, like it attracts your attention. I don't know what you want. I don't know you. what the proper word for that is. It's attractive. Yeah. but like we talk about the, they kind of allude to Spike's past even in episode one, because Spike kind of talks about like, well, I've died once before, and he kind of just glazes over it, and it's like he goes, what are you talking about? Yeah, you know, I died and now I'm back. Like, oh, okay. So that was about it for Spike. I was like, oh, okay. And then they get Jet's past, then we get Radical Edwards. I mean, we get Radical Edwards' whole story, like
literally, like in that whole episode.
Yeah.
As soon as she's introduced, it was like, all right, we're just gonna dive right into her.
Right.
I like Jet's past.
Oh yeah.
His was you know, the whole arm, losing his arm and everything. Mm-hmm. I was actually shocked. Because, like, what was his name? Fad, his old partner, Fad, I think that was his name. Partners.
I remember his partner, well, though. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously they're working together, but almost everyone is under the syndicate's hand. Like, everyone's on their payroll, I should say. And Fad was on their payroll. Reason why Jet lost his arm. And then when Jet finally finds out, that's like, it's a bad hit. I think Fad, I can't remember. I know I kind of like flew through the episodes. Did he atone by letting himself die, or did he die by Jet's hand? I can't.
He let himself die. I think he like sacrificed himself. Somewhere.
Yeah, he sacrificed himself to save Jet.
Gotcha.
I think it's my takeaway from that. Like, you know, I did you wrong. I got you.
Because he stepped in front of the bullet of that assassin or something like that, or helped him. He helped him get the jump on the assassin or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then they ended up murking up, and then Jet ended up murking the assassin.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Like, hold up.
Yeah. I mean, like, Jet outside the Bebop, you don't really get to see a whole lot. I mean, you do, but you don't really, because he doesn't really have, like, the... You know, he's not on the ground. That's not really his thing. Like, you know, he's the pilot, and then he'll do a little bit of detective work on the ground. So, like, you know, you get mostly Spike doing all like the groundwork, and then when Faye's introduced, she does the groundwork on there. But when Jet gets into it, because Jet's like, all right, like, he's a little bit more like, okay, we're hands on, we're aggressive. He's gonna find out that story, you know.
Yeah. And
so he gets really into it. What were you gonna say? Sorry.
Heck if I know right now. I keep train of thought keeps going up. A boy is having too much fun just running up and yelling lyrics. His favorite song is Machico Loco, Go Loco, Maria, Ria. Yo, I do not need him singing that song in front of people, so being like, ride on it with the fofo. He knows the edited version, but still, it still says "foe," and people are like,
Yep.
I know Trey gonna start throwing them up. Anyway, I need to start seeing this before she can have to come see me. She gonna
hurt
me.
I know.
Anyway.
Not much. Yeah, right.
Yeah. No, I'm a set. Well, have another episode that I really liked. The one with the, was it Scratch Brain? I actually can't remember the title, but basically I'm going to summarize it so we all know what we're talking about here.
Okay.
Basically, yeah. It's the kid that's in the hacker that's in a coma.
Yes.
And he's posing as a doctor who had vanished. Actually, the doctor didn't even exist. He just like made up, he fabricated the whole story of the doctor. But everyone puts on that headset and like he pretty much hypnotizes you through your nervous system or something, but he controls them, and a lot of people were like committing suicide or they were joining his, I want to say Scratch, his church or
cult.
It's cult, yeah.
Cult. I don't know what it, but no, that was, I like that episode just because of the fact, like, it was a huge twist. So, like, I honestly thought that person was actually a real person that everyone was trying to hunt and they couldn't find. Like, I was thrown for a loop when there was that kid that was in the coma.
Yeah, this is sorry. What were you gonna say?
Okay, I was just gonna say, like, based off of everything, let me just get all of it out that I haven't been able to say. What's it called? Like, based off of that episode that you just said, I like how the episodes were so layered. Like, it wasn't an anime where there's a bad guy, because you obviously knew Vicious was the bad guy. But, like, that episode that you just alluded to, like, there were so many different layers to it. You walk into an episode and you were like, damn, like, what am I walking into today? Like, what are they going to get into? And then when you ended up getting to the bottom of it, you were like, yo, like, they put in so much thought into like how each episode was going to play out. You know what I'm saying? And eventually, because they tied it all together, being like, hey, the syndicate runs everything. Vicious is the main character. He's the main bad guy, but everybody has their own backstory. There's a reason why they're all together. And then when Spike goes and kills everybody in the syndicate, basically, and then kills Vicious, it wrapped it up so nicely, because it was like, even though Spike's gone, everybody else is going to be way better off for it and everything like that. The way they tied it all in, but they didn't just make the syndicate and Vicious be like the obvious villains. Like, they had layers to it all, and there was all of these different evils in the world that, like, these three people, these four people and a dog were basically overcoming. You know what I'm saying? There was only like two things about the whole show that really bothered me. There's one, I hated how after he died, if you think about it, like, when Spike dies, he wraps up his story arc. But there's still Jet. There's still Faye, because Faye, she still owes all this money to the people that revived her and stuff like that after her her cryo freeze and everything like that. She still doesn't really know too much about herself, but she's just still piecing it together. All of that, you don't know. And like you said, Ty, her character arc was developing as, like, once she started to figure out she wasn't this horrible person, then it was like, all right, cool, like where is she going to develop to? And then you lose Radical Edward, her dad, who is hella deadbeat, who just kind of like left after so many years, just picks her up, and she's like, oh, okay, I'll go back with you. Like, dang, what happened to Radical Edward? Like, she had potential to be XYZ, and you're like, oh, all of a sudden Radical Edward's just like, oh, just up and left. So that kind of bothered me. And then the second thing is just petty on my end, but every single, I think there was like 24 episodes. I don't know how many episodes they actually got, but it seemed like out of all 24 episodes, every episode was them going on a bounty hunt, basically. Mm-hmm. And out of all of those episodes, I feel like they only got like five or six bounties, like getting screwed out of all their other bounties. The episode you're talking about, they were like, actually, no, hold up. It's the Radical Edwards episode when they were looking for Radical Edwards, and they come to find out it wasn't her that had the systems. It was actually a satellite that had gained consciousness.
Yeah.
And like, when they were like, oh, so you did find it, but it's a satellite, so you're not going to get paid. I was like, yo. Yeah. Like,
there was a lot of instances like that. So it's like, so in Cowboy Bebop, you know, they start, like, again, the first episode, like, he's like, okay, so like what happened to the, like, you know, we're having bell peppers and beef again tonight. And it's like, Jet, you can't call it bell peppers and beef. There's no beef. Like, he's like, you cannot name the dish after something that we don't have in the dish. Like, and he's like, well, you know, all the bounty money went to like these repairs and these hospital bills and all this stuff. And it's like, maybe if you were a little bit more sane on the mission, we would have been good. But, you know, so they kind of allude to that. To go back to the thing you were talking about with Brain Scratch, that end of the episode actually has a really sick monologue. That's like really, really, really deep, like philosophically deep. If you like, you know, there's like a stack of TVs and the guy's just like talking as his voice is kind of fading away. It's yep. about like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's philosophical. I was looking for it for a second, but I think it's kind of a long monologue, so I didn't want to like just read it off verbatim. I will leave it in the comments. How about that? I'll leave it in the comments for this episode, because it's like, it's got to do with like, okay, humans and like, you know, did God create humans or do humans create God? And it's like, you know, it gets really deep, and it's like the same thing about TV, and it's like, ooh. So it gets, I like that. That whole thing.
Yeah,
because like Chris was saying, there's layers. It's not just like, you know, just this show to watch. It's like, wow, people like put thought into this.
Yep,
they put hella thought into it. And then just little jazz theme. I like how they stick to that whole, this is the Cowboys super cool and this is a jazz theme. So even though it's a super deep, every single time there's danger and you don't even know if the character is really going to survive. You expect him to, but you don't even know if the character is going to survive. They still have all this jazz music playing throughout the fight. Like, everything is smooth. Like, no matter what they do, you know, how much peril they're in, this, it smoothly transitions from episode to episode. It kind of smoothly ends. It kind of smooth, like, every fight is smooth. Spike is the embodiment of being smooth. Like, I like the whole calmness of it, whereas like you get a lot of other animes and they focus so much on the fight scenes that the fight scenes are so sporadic and like they have to power up and like the character's getting destroyed and all of a sudden they have to find some kind of chi in them, so then they like explode with power. There's always like this huge inciting incident where everything was like, what Spike was like, hey, I gotta kill Vicious. Well, I'm gonna kill each and every one of you mobs, and then I'm gonna go kill Vicious. It is. Sound like, yeah. Denzel Washington. I wish I could do that Godfrey impression of Denzel Washington. Well, I gotta kill you. It just is what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he was like that though. He was Spike when he was on. He was on. Like, mm-hmm. He was on fire. You know, there was not like a moment where he's just like bad aim and all this other stuff. Like, I was just watching. Oh, I can't even think of it. It's a French titled episode. And like, you know, he's dead on aiming at the dude with the big round dude with the super suit. Well, he comes with a smile and leaves with a smile.
That clown. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And so he fires the bullets at him. The bullets stop, force field, drop to the ground. But like, Spike's shots are dead on. And then, you know, he gets like distracted or whatever by like a cat, because he freaked out by cats. And so Spike's intuition says, all right, this dude is bulletproof. What do I do? He gets a propane tank, rolls it in front of him. He's just like, yo, I got to get away from this guy. Blasts it. And I'm like, yo, what kind of instincts is that? You don't just think of that off the cuff. Like, that was planning, you know, that just happened. And so, you know, he's all laid up in bed. And it's like, yo, I feel bad for him, because like, when this dude comes after you, he will kill you. There's no getting it. Yeah, eventually get out of it, but I was like, geez, this is like relentless. Because, you know, all the kind of shows we watched back in the day, it wasn't just murking people left and right. Like,
no.
That happened.
Mm-hmm. They were doing it. Your episode was episode 20.
Yep.
Pirate Le Foy. I don't know how to pronounce it. We all know I'm bad with that.
Yeah,
they'll make fun of you in the comments. They stay hating on them.
There's a couple people that watch religiously from France, man. You better get that right.
My bad, y'all.
We got some French viewers, man.
to piggyback off Chris when he was talking about how they never get their bounties, I remember the episode where they were chasing that old lady who had that rat seal group. Like they had to, they were saving all these rat seal animals. But like they get her. Her bounty was like, I don't know, something high, like $30 million
Oolong.
Or whatever.
Oolong.
Oolongs. Thank you. Oolongs. And like they get her. They don't know that she's blackmailing the government, which then they instantly take off her bounty and then they have no bounty. But my thing is, throughout that episode, as that whole thing is unraveling, how does he know that this serum is what he's like, that thing he was trying to break when they're on the ship? Because he drops it in back into her her pocket on her dress. Because you remember at the end where it splashes like everyone in the ship, you know, they turn into monkeys. Oh, side note for everyone. The reason why I was bringing that up is the old lady, she was creating a serum and blackmailing the government because the serum turned people, normal people, humans, into apes. But I just wanted to go over, like, how is he so perceptive to all that? Like, because, like, there's even other episodes where he's just he knows the thing that's going on, and even though he doesn't get the bounty, he sets up the bad person, and they either die or something, they get caught by someone else. It just leads to them, something bad happening to them. So I just, his perceptiveness is on point.
Well, yeah, no, for sure.
The way he it's kind of what Jimmy ended up saying about how when he was helping that guy learn how to fight, and he was basically be like, hey, he did the whole Bruce Lee thing where he was like, hey, you have to be water. You have to move like water, be reactive to it. In that whole episode with the serum, he's paying attention. They don't really show you as much, but he's paying attention to the lady's face because his whole recklessness thing was, he was like, what the hell is this? And then he starts beating on it. And he's trying his best to open it up and everything like that. And he's like literally going through on it. Thank you, mommy lady. He's like literally going through on it. And then all of a sudden he's like, I feel like he started to notice. Again, we have to rewatch it and everything. Cause I think there is like a legit moment where he realizes that she is paying too much attention to this vial that he has. And like, he's like trying to hit it. And you could always see her face being like eyes up and being like, oh snap. If he breaks that, we're all dead. You know what I'm saying? So I think he started to figure that out. Like, yo, like, first he didn't care about it. He just wanted to know what the heck it was. He just wanted to get it open. And he wanted to know why it was so well protected. So his instinct was like, okay, I got to break this and see what it is. And then once he started to realize that the girl, like her, like she was cool. Every single thing that they did, when they caught her, she didn't even put up a fight. Like, yeah. when they were basically being like, oh, we're going to call this bounty in. She was like, oh, well, do what you have to do. I'll be free in a couple, like they're actually going to attack you before they attack me. She was so confident and cocky and cool, but the only thing that got her on edge was when he was trying to break that vial. So I feel like with his intuitiveness, with him being water and flowing into everything, he was like, all right, first I don't give a damn about this. I want to break it. And then he started looking and being like, hold up. Like, the only time you actually care is when I'm doing something to this thing. So that clearly means this is dangerous. This is the only thing that can hurt you. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah, he's got really a good intuition. He found that throughout the series. Like, he just, like, randomly runs into people. And it's, like, it's not really as random, I guess, as it feels, because he knows what he's doing. That's what my thought is, at least.
True.
Yeah, so.
Was there any other favorite episodes that you guys had?
Favorite episode? What is it? The Attic. Upstairs in the Attic, the name of the episode. I'm trying to think of it.
Oh, is that the one where they had like no bounties or nothing to do that day?
Yeah, they're hanging out and Jet's like losing all his money to Faye because Faye's a swindler. Yeah. And so we're just sitting around and Jet's looking around the Bebop, and he finds a refrigerator and nobody believes him that he got bit. And he's like, nah, mate, guys, you got to take a look at this neck, my neck. And they're going through the computer like, okay, so you did get bit by something. Oh, let's see if it's this. Let's see if it's Ebola. He's like, not Ebola. And so, you know, they're trying to figure out what happens. But that was definitely one of my favorite episodes because, like, there's an intruder in the ship. What do we do? What do we do? And it was like a Merconian rock lobster or something. I don't know what you call it.
I can find it.
Yeah, but like, let's see. Jet goes down first, then Faye gets bit, then I think it's the dog or Edward gets bit next, and then so like Spike is looking for this thing by himself, and it's like, oh no, we're gonna die because everyone's eventually like passing out, and so like, you know, the Bebop is on like autopilot, and he finally gets it, finds it, and it's just like this crazy monster. It's definitely one of my favorite episodes. Like, fries it, huh?
Oh, keep going. Finish up, and then.
Oh yeah. He fries it with a flamethrower. He's like, it smells kind of good. Why does it smell so good? He goes, oh, it's the leftovers. He left his leftovers in the fridge, so he goes, he looks at the fridge, and the fridge is like just overgrown with all this stuff. He's like, oh my god, we have to toss this out. He tosses it out, and then eventually he passes out.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, the fact that he realized it was his food.
Yeah. Because in that episode, Jet's like, yeah, you know, I think it came from the second refrigerator. And Spike's like, second refrigerator? It could be. Nah, I don't remember. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Oh, man.
That's a big favorite of mine. I like that one.
You got a favorite episode, Chris?
In all honesty, the one that always comes to mind, I think it was like either the first or the second one. That's when that woman was, she was with that.
That's episode one.
Her no good boyfriend or whatever. And Jet was like, it's when they said, oh, you're going to get killed by a woman or something like that. You're going to meet this woman. She's going to end up killing you. He was like, oh, like I've already died once. So I'm like, whatever. It's cool. Friggin', he meets her. Obviously, he's got this whole James Bond thing because she's with some deadbeat and he knows something's wrong with her, but he kind of starts catching feelings for her to know more about her and everything like that. But he also knows that she's the target and she's like holding it for this dude. And come to find out, the whole time he thought she was pregnant, but she actually had all the vials of the eye stuff that made you like hella intuitive and like slow down time so you could always get the upper hand. And like he's fighting for her, or he's coming after her, and she ends up realizing that like, oh, she's in a lose-lose situation. And she just basically kind of lights herself up and she allows the cops just to shoot up her ship. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And that one, like it had such a heavy moment and everything again was so smooth, well done. And then it had a heavy moment at the end. And when she got murked, I feel like it set the tone for the whole rest of the series where it was like, you don't know exactly what's going to happen. If they catch feelings for somebody or something, or they build something up where you're supposed to care about somebody for a quick second, you don't know what person's getting in at the end. So you don't, like, it was kind of like a Game of Thrones thing where, like, when you, very first episode, when the two people that were watching the wall end up getting killed, and at the end of the season, the king of the north.
Jon Snow.
But not Jon Snow, his dad. Ed Stark.
Oh, Ned.
Oh, yeah.
Ned Stark. Yeah. When Ned Stark gets his head cut off and everybody's like, what? They killed him?
That's a big spoiler. People would be mad about that.
Yeah, if this was like 4 or 5 years ago. Anyway. Yeah, I know. Anyway.
Yes.
Set up the whole tone for the series. You're like, oh snap, anything can happen. You don't know what's gonna happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I like one of my favorite things about Cowboy Bebop is that like it seems like almost every episode is a tragedy. Almost, not all of them, but like they kind of are. And then at the very end, so like it's almost like you have to find out who the cowboy is because at the end of every episode, it's "See you, Space Cowboy," because like they're gonna kill somebody off, like regardless. Like you start getting that feeling, you know, after you watch like a couple episodes, like, all right, yeah, they're just gonna be ending a couple people, and we're gonna be watching that story happen. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, okay, so, who, like, I guess it's usually the bounty or somebody that, like, you know, wasn't the bounty and that mistakenly got, you know, caught up in the wrong thing. But that was the whole, it seems like you're figuring out the cowboy, like who is the person you're saying goodbye to that episode, was sort of part of the premise of the show. At least I thought so.
I hear you.
Yeah. And they,
go ahead.
When it comes to ending, I know you didn't like, I know you guys didn't like the ending because he got killed off, at least that's what Ty said. I actually like animes and shows that wrap it up nicely in the sense of you're not always going to win it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like sometimes, especially with all the situations Spike went through, fighting episode 20 when he fought that, when he fought that clown dude that was smiling the whole time, he should have lost that fight. He should have lost that fight. That dude should have, that dude should have, yeah, he should have capped him. But like the fact that it ended, and it ended with those, it ended with those words, but it didn't say "see you, Space Cowboy." It left you with like a hella cryptic message for that to be the end last episode. It said, now you have to live with it, or you're going to have to live with that. And it was like, yo, like when you see a main character die, and you a the main character die, and there's a character that you love and that you're so much like of a, like a bond with or whatever in a show, and then they kill him off, and that's the last thing you see is him going bang, and that's the end of the episode. That's it. He's dead. He's gone. Freaking. And it says you have to live with that. Instead of "see you, Space Cowboy," there's going to be a continuation, anything like that. Nope. Live with it. So for the rest of your life, as you, if you like this series, you're gonna be like, damn. Think back on like they killed Spike. Like, damn, that hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what else is hurtful about that last episode? Is after they kill Spike, there was 3 minutes left. I watched those whole 3 minutes to see if they're gonna do something. They're just gonna, you know, at the end of the credits, you know, spin it around. Like, oh, he's still alive. No, they didn't.
He just watched the whole credits so to make sure the entire show got wrapped. Yeah.
You know what other, you know what other anime did that to you? When they ended Samurai Jack.
I didn't see the ending of Samurai Jack.
I watched it, but I didn't watch the rest of, like, I didn't keep going.
Hold up. You're saying, so I'm not talking about Samurai Jack when we were kids. I'm talking about when they re, when they did the last, like, in the very last season.
Like maybe 5 or 10 years ago.
Yeah, no, 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 no.
It's not too long ago. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
When they, when they had, when they had the female protagonist, she was a daughter of a coup.
Yep, I know what you're talking about. I don't know any of the names or anything, but I know what you're referencing.
If you guys haven't watched that, like in Utah, bruh, they ended Samurai Jack the best way you possibly could end it, and it leaves you with the same sense of, damn. That happened, and like you feel for him, you know what I'm saying? I think they were I like Samurai Jack as like a kid. I didn't see it as much because I didn't watch Nickelodeon like that and whatnot, but like I ended up watching more of it when I got married, and me and my wife would sit down and watch it and everything. But like when we started watching, when they put the new season out and they ended everything, like it's on par with like some of the best anime, some of the best endings in TV shows. I think that it's up there. You guys gotta watch that, and you'll have, okay, you'll get the real, you'll get that Cowboy Bebop feeling. You'll be like, oh damn,
yeah.
Have to do a review on it.
Episode. Get it. I'm down for that. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, well, like I don't know. I almost feel like, so Spike was on such a like a war path. Like he wasn't on a war path because that sounds like he's on raging mode. Yeah. But like he was sort of on a really big revenge path that I didn't really feel like there was another way to end the show. That seemed to be the only way. Like he needed Vicious to be dead, and that was the only way to do it. So like I didn't foresee another way for them to have wrapped Cowboy Bebop. I really just
look, like I did. I can tell you how it worked out.
He comes back alive because, you know, he's died once before. Might as well.
Yeah. So check out this rewrite that I did in my head as I was watching it. So Julia gets shot, right? She's died. Well, she's about to die. He holds her in her hands. This is basically all that happens. But instead of whatever she whispers, this is what I think she whispers. Don't give up on Faye. You know, because before that, before she even got to, yep, thank you. And she had, I'm telling you, she probably felt something, the woman's intuition. I'm just saying, that's what could have changed the whole thing.
Homeboy, you got a Disney mindset on that.
Right? Like, no.
You know what brought him back to love? Life, true love, one teardrop, and then...
That's so like the whole, okay, like get back together with all your friends and we'll mm-hmm. overcome everything with the power of friendship. I'm glad the show doesn't have that. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm so happy that like all these people are basically lone wolves and they could kind of not give two issues about each other, but they do. Like they could all, each individual person on their crew could do whatever they wanted to at any point in time. And it's awesome. Because they are, I'm pointing this way because it's actually playing right now. I was watching it before we started. Sorry. I'm like, yeah, right there. But like every single one of them is a BAMF, you know, BAMF. And so like they don't really need each other, but they kind of in a sense do need each other. But it's not that like, you know, it's not the fairy tale guild. Where everyone needs each other and we all love each other and no one's going to die because that never happens.
Yeah. Like legitimately, I feel like ruins good animes when go that route because it's like, yo, this is a dark series. No matter how smooth, no matter how cool, whatever, everybody has a dark background. Like you said, they're all, because of their past that they show you, they're all hardened BAMFs that are like, yo, I can do whatever I want. And kind of, it seems like you said, Jet's the captain, but Spike is the glue. Spike was the reason why everybody was still there. They didn't need each other. They could go off at any time, but Spike was like the, all right, we're going to kind of stay to do X, Y, Z. The anime that I absolutely love, but I wish it ended like Cowboy Bebop, and it had the same voice character of one of my favorite characters, is
Samurai Champloo.
Samurai Champloo, baby. And the thing should've is, known. Mugen should have died. And what's his name should have died?
Jin?
Jin should have died. Yeah. Because they both had fights that they couldn't win. Mugen had to fight three dudes and got blown up at the end. And he was cut to shreds before he got blown up. Cut, shot, everything. Jin got... He had to do an illegal move basically to win this fight, and all of it was to save Mei. And it was like both of them. They even show Mugen, like they, throughout the series, every single time Mugen gets jacked up, he's in this like, he's kind of in this like purgatory type world, and all of the people that he's killed walk around him, and like he's like, oh snap, it's you bastards again, like da 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 da. So eventually, like though, like it's like. It's showing you that when he dies, this is waiting for him. Like everybody that he's killed is like basically waiting for him. Like, all right, yeah, we waiting for you to die. And when he, in the end of that episode, after he gets blown up, it's like, one, how did you get cut to shreds by three different dudes that got the jump on you? And yeah, you killed him. And I think it's ill how he killed him. But especially the last one, when he was on top of him, he was on top of the wheelchair and the wheelchair blew up. Like, how did you survive that? How did you survive all that bleeding that you would have done in a wheelchair blow up? Jin, you did a legal move against a guy who was, wasn't a legal move, but it was literally like you sacrifice you. It's the only way to kill this guy. You had to sacrifice yourself to get him. And you did a move where you left yourself wide open to a swordsman who was better than you. And you were one of the best swordsmen at the time. So if this guy's better than you, he wouldn't have missed. For you to leave yourself open so that he leaves himself an opening and you both stab each other at the same time, he wasn't going to miss a mortally wounding shot. So, like, Jin should have died, Yuga should have died, and I believe it's Mei, right? Is it Mei?
I don't know her name.
Yeah, I think her name's Mei. Don't quote me. Don't quote me.
And she should have known that her father was going to die. And then it kind of got left on like a dark path. Like that would have been the way that it all kind of wrapped up. Like, hey, we went on this journey, but it wasn't what we thought it was going to be. But at least they protected her. Because at the end, their whole character arc was they wanted to kill each other. They became friends. And their friendship was revolved around this girl that they needed to protect. So even though they died at the end, they still protected her. That would have been the way it should have wrapped up. But all of a sudden, somehow, out of all these injuries that both suffered, you guys are up and walking like 2 weeks later. I'm like, you know what? High five. We're all going to go on our separate way. Have a good one. And like the music plays them off in the background. And I was like, yeah, I like to live, but they should have died. There's no way they shouldn't have died. I feel like some American producer was like, hey, we let you get away with Cowboy Bebop, but you're gonna have to change the ending of this one.
Are they made by the same people? Because the animation seems the same, the style.
Mm-hmm. The fact that they use rap and the other one used jazz, everything was smooth about it. I think it might be the same people.
My thing is like, okay, sometimes when they try to do stuff like that, they try to tell like the same story or a similar story that they already told and like, you know, trying to change the era. Like, so Cowboy Bebop was the space theme, like, you know, so obvious, but like, you know, old school samurais, Samurai Champloo, like you think maybe they're trying to tell like basically the same story and they saw how Cowboy Bebop played out and they were like, you know what, let's just tweak it a little bit and see how people feel about it. I'm just, you know, like spitballing, but sometimes that happens.
yeah.
I think it's real.
I think
the ending. I'm sorry. Keep going, Ty.
Oh, I was just going to say, even though Cowboy Bebop, we have determined that it has a dark feel to it. I think there was probably only one episode that was like more of like a comedy slash it. In my opinion, it wasn't really dark. It was the Cowboy Funk one, where it was the rich guy who wanted to be a cowboy. So he had the horse and the whole cowboy getup. And like his whole thing was straight up comedic because he'd go in, they were chasing the bounty on a bomber who didn't kill people. He just bombed buildings. Mm-hmm. Like the whole premise of it was totally to be light. So I don't know if they were like just trying to try things out, but I don't know. To me, that episode just felt completely off compared to all the other episodes, just because it felt lighter.
Yeah.
But I thought it was just straight up funny. The rich guy, I forgot his name, was basically like Spike, just wealthy, and he was doing it for fun versus an actual job. And then what I thought was weird at the end was when Spike got really pissed and he hit the table. But because the building was like pretty much already broken, it like caused part of the building to fall off. And then that other guy was like, oh my God, your punch is so strong. You are the real cowboy. And then he gave him his hat. I was like,
I think that qualifies as a filler episode for Cowboy
Bebop. Yeah.
But, you know, yeah. Like, like, you know, you like wanted more. You definitely wanted more when it was done. So I'm glad they have fillers.
Because that one they clearly didn't know how to end it. They were like, should they just have Spike kill this guy? And then the guy was, oh. Even though we've been shooting at each other with live rounds and the building's been exploding around us, somehow we're both cool and I still have my horse just through the building. He's like, nope, you're the real cowboy. Toodaloo.
Okay.
Chris putting on his best customer service voice.
Oh, you should hear it, yo. Y'all really don't know. It's a treat. Hi. Well, yes, this is what but it changes by region. I used to live in Memphis. Oh, it used to be like, so up here. Hey, how are you? Yes, no, we can do that. I understand and I apologize. This is what we're going to do for you. When I used to live in Memphis, right? They'd be like, yeah. Listen, little bro. Nah, fam, I'm gonna take care. Nah, I get you. So anyway, what we gonna do? Nah, I feel you. That junk crazy, you know what I mean? Anyway, yeah, I'm gonna give you that refund. All right, well, I'll see you later on. All right, 100.
Right. He went from tech support to Bojangles real quick.
Oh, man.
Actually, I got that wrong. They don't say bye in Memphis. That throws you off something hard. You get on the phone, and it's just, I. That's it. And you still think you still might have something to say, so you just keep talking, but the phone's been dead for a while.
We out. Like, they never say we out. That's what kills me.
Nope. You'd be like, all right, my man, so we going to see you at the, I don't know, I was going to school. So it'd be like, all right, we're going to meet up at the library. All right. And you haven't finished talking. You just hear them go, all right. You're like, yeah, so bring, hello? Well, I guess I'm meeting him at the library at 5:30 and we're going to study. You don't know what books to bring, but that's why he's failing.
For some reason, this reminds me of that Dave Chappelle the skit. Where he's like black people don't make good hostages. You know, it's like, hello, we have five black. Hello, hello.
Okay.
Speaking of black people,
this is something I know about.
No, Cowboy Bebop actually has a lot of black people. I randomly like watching the show, like watching it again. There's a lot of not just random black people, but there are random black people in Cowboy Bebop, and anime actually doesn't do that a lot.
So the biggest. Oh, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, and they're painted in a good light. There's no like, there's no stereotype. There's no real big stereotypes on. There are some.
Their noses were huge in Cowboy Bebop. Well,
some of them were actually in proportion, but I was specifically thinking of, like, when you said did not painted in a good light, there is clearly a chick who is super, super, like, diva.
There's a pin there, too, yeah, I know.
Yeah, she's a bounty hunter, too. I don't remember her name. Like, yeah, but she's, like, super jive.
But she's still ill.
Yeah.
Ill. And then Jet's friend that hooks him up with the leads and everything like that, old school black dude who's always got, like, a cigar and everything. He's just like, he reminds you of somebody's dad. You know what I'm saying? Just being like, yeah, that's some bullshit. Yeah, so we hook you up with this. That's some bullshit.
Yeah. I don't even know how I forgot about this, but the TV show for the bounties, The Big Shot.
Yeah.
That guy, that dude was black, and he was like, not in the main, but like he was there throughout the show.
Yeah, a lot of episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So was the chick.
Yeah, who had the thing that was like barely on it.
I don't understand. It's like, yeah. Anyways,
I like how their show got canceled as the show was wrapping
up.
And you could see them in one of I think it was like the final episode. They were in the airport or something like that, and the black guy, he always came off with a Spanish accent. He was being hella stereotypical and everything like that. And she was being stereotypical because she was like this white blonde ditzy girl or whatever she was, right? Yeah. And then all of a sudden you come to find out that he's like hella intelligent. He's like, yeah, I'm talking to my agent and whatever, whatever. And it seems like the girl is doing fine because she's dating the producer or some crap like that.
Yeah.
Cool. You start to find out like this is all an act. They never sounded like that. They're just like, oh, yeah, we're just regular people that wanted to make some money.
Yeah, the recurring characters in Cowboy Bebop are actually hilarious. Those three card dudes, the guys that play every single time they're on Earth, the dudes that are playing cards at the table. Like, I built those mines, and,
like, and then you had the other guy who was like, yeah, we did. We sure did.
Yep. I was sowing seeds, but you were sowing seeds of another kind.
Yeah,
all those little innuendos that went over your head when you were a kid. I'm glad I watched the adult, so I actually got what they were talking about.
I'm like, ooh, I know what that means now. Whoa.
They're like, my parents let me watch this?
No, this was on at like 2 o'clock in the morning. They absolutely did not let me watch this. Well, it was like old school, Adult Swim back in the day. It was late. It was real late. Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of stuff. There was a scene where Faye was looking for, I forget who she was looking for, but she busted into a room and it was two guys in a bed.
Yeah.
It was very proactive at the time.
Because when I saw that, I was like, hold up, didn't this come out in like the 90s? Those are probably, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She was just kind of like, all right, well, this is what it is.
Yeah, she didn't even care. She was like, do you know who this person is? Yeah. And she had a gun in his mouth, too. She was like, speak.
I know.
She was like, all right. She can't speak.
She didn't tell him to get up, nothing. They were still like, position. She was like, nope, just tell me. I don't give a what you doing, just tell me.
Yep. Oh, man. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is ready for a pop quiz, Cowboy Bebop style. All right. Gonna hit you guys with the first one. Ed's real name. Radical Edward. B, Edward Wong Howe Pipula Trevisky IV. Or C, Edward Wong Ha Papella Trevisky the third. I almost messed that one up.
I think it's B.
We'll see.
The answer was B, the fourth.
Yes.
Damn. Yep. Question two. What part of Spike is fake? His body part. What body part of Spike is fake? A, his eye. B, his arm. Or C, his leg.
B. Wait, you said Spike?
Yeah.
Yeah. B.
Oh.
Not Jet. Spike. Sorry.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. His A.
It's his eye?
Is yes. It? Oh, because you said C. You said C. Yeah, it's his eye.
Hey.
Yep.
Boom, boom,
man.
Doom, doom, doom,
that's
doom,
two.
Man, I'm striking out. Tell me you got one more. Tell me you got one more.
I got one more.
33%.
Why did Jet's girlfriend leave him? A. He was hitting her. Yeah, there's a wife beater. B. He's too emotional, like needy. Or C, he treated her like a child.
C.
Yeah, I was gonna go with C.
It is correct, fellas. C is the right answer.
I got hyped when you actually brought that one up. I was like, I know that is.
Ah.
Come by.
I thought I'd get everyone. I had a feeling I was gonna get someone with the Spike one. Yeah. It was hard to, But yeah, that's it for Cowboy Bebop pop quiz.
Anything else on the table before we wrap this up?
I don't know.
Any finishing comments? Well, I'll probably end it with, I thought it was a great anime. Obviously, we know I don't like the ending. I was disappointed. I wanted him to come back to life and join the crew. And I was even sadder before that, because I think it was the episode or two before it where the whole team just disbanded.
Uh-huh.
And Ed took Ayn. Like, yeah. Ayn wasn't Ed's. Should have stayed with Spike and Jet. I'm just... But yeah,
I mean,
good show.
Yeah.
Just saddening towards the end.
So... So Spike didn't like dogs, didn't like women, and didn't like children. So it didn't make sense for him to take any of those things. He goes, oh, why do we have all three of these things on ship right now? Like,
yes.
Rid of them. Yeah.
He was pissed about that. I remember that.
I was always tight that they really never figured out the dog's value. They should have one episode when dog was better at hacking than Ed, and Ed figured it out. Other than that, nobody else on the crew understood that dog was hella valuable. Like, forget bounty hunting. They could have just lived off of that dog. But I'm not even saying sell the dog. I'm saying, like, could have been like, hey, we have a dog hacker. Like, we get to do X, Y, Z with the dog. Like, but yeah, I really wish there was more animes like that. I like anime style. I like how some of them are sporadic, whatever, but I feel like my personality is very laid back. So that's why my favorites are like a Samurai Champloo and Cowboy Bebop. So I'm glad we got to go over this, and I'm glad you guys introduced me to Cowboy Bebop because I hadn't seen it for this year. If there is no more ending comments, I'm going to try to take it out, food, like, so we can finish, so we can keep with the tone.
Yeah, well, I mean, all I want it, like, if we can get a light version and a dark version of every single anime, that would be great for me, you know, because I kind of like seeing people get shot up and stuff like that, you know, but it doesn't, I guess, like, imagine if Natsu would just burn somebody to a crisp and they just fell over and they were dead. Like, that'd be cool, but they don't do that in Fairy Tail. That's all I got to say.
All right, so you want to see someone burned up to a crisp. Till then, you need to live with that. Annie out. Hold, before I Annie out, make sure that you go on. If you are an influencer, holla at us. We'll shout you out. You shout us out, because we gotta get to the Black community. We have a lot of people we're finding out that are interested in our comments and finding out about different animes, seeing our perspective on animes and whatever. If you have an anime that you want us to view, let us know in the comments so we can go look over that, have our conversation on it. And then, just like I said, if you're an influencer, reach out to us and we'll see what your content is, and if it matches up with what we're doing, we'll shout you out just like you shout us out. Everybody else, shout us out to your friends, like and subscribe. Till then, Annie out.
Annie out.
Annie out, yo.